No.
Okay. He hasn't come on yet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabako. Anabako. Gedula Chimincha. Ta. Kabel rinat amcha sadbeinu taharenu no ra kufre shayin sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Etet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yode Talumot Shin Kufav Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rahum Vechanun Erech Apaim Verav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Awon Wafesha Vechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, using the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, and we will start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabari fu ishkin he bitilu, urhimu kilu kilu urhimu. Liachda Lashem Yud he bavav he, biyehuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bechama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Leila Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Velech Lach mila bialma divaye barnash vadach yaleya mine yaulan haga beyakalana dehaku uvada dik shot inun wikolai spirit bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse from the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amili Israel untati wushakan. Ta willow your gaz, old willow Yosifu. Vene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo aladala awahe heya yozalame behe hereyo hekome La awa kalayo la wawa pehela nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuta. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he yo shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me mil yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa na nu wa me he yo da me be wa me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo wa hey a la wa me za yo. Ka he be me ka ko ala wa ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim, who like left this day, the seventh day of Nisan. Rabbi Pinchas Zelig, Rabbi Arye Leib Yellen of Bialystok, Rabbi Moshe Wallach, Rabbi Yitzhak of Drobovich, he is the son of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Arye Yehuda Leib Epstein, we will now connect to the Ani meditation, where we will start with Malchut and climb the tree. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wa Yohei, Yo Aheni Wa Yohei, Yo Aheni Wa Yohei, Yesod, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Hu Nohu. Od, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Wu Yohu. Netzach, Ye Ahini Wu Yohi, Ye Ahini Wu Yohi, Ye Ahini Wu Yohi. Tiferet, Yo Ahuni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahuni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahuni Wo Yoho. Gevura, Yeah, Niwiyo, Yeah, Niwiyo, Yeah, Niwiyo, Yeah, Niwiyo. Chesed, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yohe, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yohe, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yohe. Bina, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yohe, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yohe, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yohe. Hasma, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yoha, Yeah, Ahini Wo Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha. Keter, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha, Ya Ahani Wa Yoha. We will now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We will now say a second Hashem Yehud, and followed by the Yeser Dibrot. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tebi Tilu Urchimu Tilu Tilu Urchimu Le'ata L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe Be'yehuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Vaydaber Elohim Et Kol HaDevarim Ha'ele Le'mor Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beit Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Esel Wekol Temuna Asher B'Shamayim Mimal V'Asher Ba'aretz Mitachat V'Asher B'Mayim. Mitafar laaretz lo tishtachaveh lachem velo tavden ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awam avot al banim al shileshim we al rebeim v'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim tavo v'asita kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la-shem elohecha lo tase kol melacha ata u'bincha u'bitecha avdecha v'yamatcha u'bemtecha l'gercha asher b'sharecha ki sheshet yamim masa Hashem et yashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinav lo tignov lo ta'anaya v're'acha et shaker lo tachmod beit re'echa lo tachmod eshet re'echa v'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamel moro v'kol asher l're'echa. We'll now say the abridged Kaddish. As an elevator to rise to the level of our class for tonight, which is a Zohar class. And we all say Amen. Be'al ma'div ra'kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayecho neviyomecho nevichaye tekol beit Yisrael fagalav bizman kariv yidparach v'yishtabach v'yidpa'ar v'yidromam v'yidnaseh v'yidhadar v'yidhale v'yidhalal shemedekucha Leila min kol birkata v'shirata v'tushpechata v'nechemata da'amiran b'alma Yehesh lama rava min shamaya v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, ve'imru amen. The handout for tonight's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. in row one, the right-hand column. When you open up that link, it lists 54 parashas. Scroll down into the book of Leviticus and click on the link for Parashah Metzora. When that handy landing page opens up, scroll to section 7, which is where we will start at Pasuk 22. Rabbi Yitzhak Petach, Vayikra El Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem, Eilav Me'ohel Moed, Le'mor Vayikra, Alef Ze'era, Amai Elah Begin Li'achaza, Man Hu Hahu Dikara Hahu, Dishare Mekadisha, Upein Zamin Lemoshe, Kaman Bezamin, Ushbiza Haka Aleph Ze'era, Atam Aleph Rabbita Adam, Shetinosh, Dashelimu Dekola. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion with the verse, and Hashem called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, saying, he asks, why is the word called Vayikra spelled with a small aleph? And he answers, the one who abides in the sanctuary, which is Malchut, is the one who called Moses and invited Moses to appear before her as one invites a guest. Here it is written with a small aleph, and in another verse, Adam, Seth, Enosh, it's written with a big aleph. For a big aleph is in Bina, which is the perfection of all. The small letters are in Malchut, and the big ones are in Bina. My commentary. Do you perceive the answer to the question in this pasuk? By including all three levels of letters in the Zohar, it's expressing a unification between the three levels of the worlds that require unity in order to return to the endless world. Pasuk 23.
Kachatzima ben Moshe le'acharon hei minai u'ila'a Ela Moshe ila'a Moshe shosh ve'ina T'malka'acharon shush v'ina T'matronita Matal l'malka de'hal matronita ila'a Ma'aved Yahav La Shushvina Vatakta La Ulistakla Vamile Deveta Vyatkadayev Shushvina Vamalkalayev Elaim Matronita Hahidikti Zot Yavo Acharon Wigomer.
The translation. Come and see. There's a difference between Moses and Aaron. Which one is superior? And he answers, Moses is greater, for Moses is the king's best man, and Aaron is the queen's best man. This is like a king who gave his exalted queen a best man to attend to her and to her house, so that the companion would never appear before the king without the queen. Thus it is written about Aaron. Thus, literally with this, the Hebrew word is zot, shall Aaron come into the holy place. that is with Malchut, called Zot, as her best man. My commentary. The word this, Zot, is spelled in Hebrew Zayin Aleph Taf. The last two letters represent all the energy in all of the letters, from the first letter Aleph to the last letter Taf. This represents the energy of the light, which is equal to the energy of heaven, which is the energy of Zeranpin. The first letter Zion has the numeric value of 7, and 7 represents Malchut in the physical world. This thus Zot hints to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. What is also explained is that Moshe and Aaron are also chariots and metaphors for this unity. Pasuk 24. Moshe shoshvina lemalka. Begimul kachas daman bekeosh piza. Ulatar viadaber Hashem. Ela vacharon hu shoshvina. Lematronita lekal milo hawo. Lepasa lemalka bematronita beit beyas malka bachadaviat begin de ihu shoshvina lasha ve madorea bachadalitakna beta ulana. Tadir b'mile d'veita b'yadit b'kan. Kegav nadi leila v'yikre kohen gadol. Mal dikti v'ata kohen leolam. Al divrati mil malki tzedek. The translation. Moses was the best man of the king. Therefore, he was invited to Malchut as a guest, which is the secret of the small aleph in the word Vayikra, meaning called. Then Hashem spoke to him. Aaron was the best man of the queen, namely Malchut, and all his discourse was for the purpose of the king making pleasing to the queen, so that the king would be pleased with her. Aaron, who is the best man of the queen, made a dwelling with her to attend to her house. He was perfected for this, and after the supernal model. As tested of Zeranpin, he was called a high priest. Whence do we know that? It is written, you shall be a priest forever, after the manner of Melchizedek, meaning that a priest forever is tested. And his duty is to bring Malchut, which is called Melchizedek, to perfection. My commentary. Melchizedek is usually spelled Malchizedek. The actual spelling leads to a translation of Melchizedek as my righteous king. In the Torah, Abraham received the high priesthood from Melchizedek, who is Shem, the son of Noah. Noah received the high priesthood from Adam through Hanoch ben Yared to Methuselah. Hanoch gave the high priesthood to Shem, who gave the job to Abraham, and then it was transferred to Isaac, then to Jacob, then to Judah, who gave it to Moshe's father. Aaron received by being the firstborn. This pasuk, along with this information, is explaining the role of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. Pasuk 25. Ukish komadi isteris, mi be malka natil velet mandeim chei.
Bideya v'adhu ka'im l'daka l'koli nundayalim l'be matronita v'gindila shishteka misavabi nun b'nei hekala ukishkati v'laka v'mita her Chate Tiparim Ligomer. The translation. Therefore, he took everything he needed from the residence of the king, and he had to purify all those coming into the house of the queen, so that there would be none who were unclean among those who entered the sanctuary. Hence it is written, Then shall the priest command to take for him to be cleansed two clean live birds. My commentary. Please understand, the tabernacle is considered malchut. In order to enter the tabernacle, malchut, one has to have the impurity of death to be removed. That is done by the priests through the sprinkling the water and ashes of the red heifer on each and every person. This took place three times a year, on Pesach, on Shavuot, and on Sukkot. Pasuk 26.
Rabbi Yehuda patach v'yamar Yoshev b'shamayim Yishach Hashem u'yilag lamo Yoshev b'shamayim Yishach Da Yishach Be'atei mesitra d'chamra Nahir b'kad meta B'chayich Uvatar Zayim Vatarish Ahi Diktiv Yoshev Shamayim Velakitiv Yoshev Shamayim Yishak Nahir Vachayim Vialda Dina Nahir Vachayim Lehul Rashi Ayayo.
The translation. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion with the verse, He who sits in the heavens laughs. Hashem has them in derision. He who sits in the heavens laughs is Isaac, because Isaac means he will laugh. Who comes from the side of wine that first smiles and laughs and then rages and bewilders. Hence it says, who sits in the heavens. And it is not written who sits in heaven. For heaven is there on pin, which includes Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Were it written who sits in heaven, I would say it is there on pin. But it is written he who sits in the heavens, that is in one side of the heaven, which is Gevurah, and the attribute of Isaac. Isaac laughs. That is, laughs and illuminates, and therefore the judgment illuminates and laughs upon the wicked. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining that Isaac and laughter is joy after perfection of Malchut, and in that age, judgment will prevail. We won't be upset by that, since we will receive the effects of our righteous actions, and there will be no negative actions, and thus no negative effects. Pasuk 27.
Ubatar maketiv az yedaber elemo V'apo v'acharono Yivachalemo v'chach arche V'chayavaya kucha barichu
Nahir lehu behai alma, benahir lo nantin. Kecham, cham ra de nahir bekad meta. Uvatar zayim, fekatil vitu chabarifu. Mashik lon lechaya vaya. I echadrun lekabeleya yaut vila shatse lon mehahu alma tiate velet lon beya hulaka liyishte tsun mikola tun liita bakdasha. Messiah alone, the good Shabarihu, Medake alone, the Kariv alone, the Gabeya Wikari, Alaihu Shalom, Hadahu Dikim Shalom, Shalom, Lara Hok, the Lakaro, Wikomer. The translation, then it is written, then shall he speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his burning anger. Such is the way for the wicked. The Holy One, blessed be he, at first shines on them and shows them favor as the wine sheds light at first and then rages and kills. The Holy One, blessed be he, draws the wicked to him, so they will repent. If they turn to him, all is well. If they do not turn to him, he destroys them and removes them from the world that is coming. They have no share in it, and they are lost to everything. If they desire to be purified, they are helped. The Holy One, blessed be he, purifies them and brings them close to him and calls peace upon them, as it is written. Peace. Peace, both for far and near, says Hashem. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the process of the coming of Mashiach. There will be a process of cleansing that will turn the negative actions of people to become positive actions. Since the negative people will do teshuvah, then everyone will receive the positive prophecies of Mashiach. This is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We're going to call it the end of the class as well. Tomorrow morning, we are connecting to the Nisan ritual for day 7. That will be in our 7 a.m. class. At 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, we will also have a Nisan ritual for day 8. And our 7 o'clock class will be either on our read class on the Passover on Pesach, or it will be a Zohar class on Passover. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, a good evening, a happy day, a wonderful Shabbat. I hope to speak to you again real soon. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Good night. Shalom.
Good night. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.